I will admit, I do like the whole, I don't know what you would call it, recursive things.
Yeah, they're cool names. They're very clever. I have nothing against them. I'm just saying, like, anyone that has no idea what the hell we're talking about, some completely, like, some old 80-year-old woman that tunes into this show and she hears GPG, PGP, GNU, Google. It just sounds really funny. Sorry.
Hello? I can hear people in my computer.
Who's
I can't
Google?
Talk to them.
Who's
Mr. Google?
Google,
are you there?
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
And fresh man, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and you? Well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 5, being broadcast live into the time stream at 1:42 in the a.m. on Tuesday morning, October 18th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. You can contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School via email at nnsradio@walla.com. Ninja Night School may contain podcast ninjas, therefore, ninja discretion is advised. And with all that out of the way, I am I'm on my way out to my buddy's house here. So I'm in the car, the little ninja mobile, if you will. And assuming that the sound comes out okay and not too annoying sounding, we're gonna do a little rant as we ride down to a buddy's house, because living in the country, everything's kind of far apart. So we got a good little drive, so I figured, hey, why not do a little podcast? So, here we go. Okay, as we begin our journey here this evening, this morning, however you want to look at it, I think that I'd like to, since we're in the car, I figure I'd like to talk about, something that's been on my mind a lot here lately, and it's what powers the car. And that's gas. It's also what powers our homes, our houses, our heating, the pocket PC that I'm recording on. All of our energy needs, a lot of them all come from the same sources, which is, right now, fossil fuels. And I feel that right now, we're coming at a point in time where we're on a downhill slide. Our present society and the way it's been maintained has been all built upon basically the concept of cheap and abundant energy. And as any of our soldiers will attest, apparently this is coming to an end, because they're all over in Iraq right now. But that aside, I'd like to just remind everybody, alright, stop and think.
everyone's all in an uproar right now because gas is around $2.50 to $3 a gallon, depending on where you live and how the market's fluctuating. And you compare that to, say, what the rest of the world is dealing with right now. And, you know, like in England, they're paying, like 5 or 6 pounds for a liter. And a liter isn't even a gallon. What, there's like, 2 liters or something? 2.5 liters in a gallon? I don't know. But, yeah, and that's their day-to-day living over there. It's over there, a car is considered a necessary luxury. Whereas over here, it's just a necessity. Oh, shit, there's a... Holy crap, y'all. Almost hit a deer on the podcast. How about that, man? Only on Ninja Night School, Redneck Bumpkin Radio. Woo! Well, you almost hit a deer. Gee, whoa! And, real fast note, just as a rule of thumb for all of us redneck people, when we travel on the back roads, we always remember that when you see one deer, wherever you see one, there's always at least two more. So, although I only saw one, and that was the one that was running out in front of the road. Wow. Okay. So, where in the hell was I? Okay, I was talking about fuel costs. Yeah, all right. For the most part, if you go out and you check it out, the rest of the world, the other global population that's not the United States of America, pays quite a bit for their fuel, if it's even available. So we live in a rather nice society, in a rather nice little bubble right now at the moment. And we face the possibility here very soon of our little bubble bursting. Alright? And, really the question now is not really if the bubble's gonna burst, it's more when. And regardless, our bubble's gonna be changing. Something's gonna have to happen here. Whether we all revolt back to the Stone Age, because we run out of, fossil fuels eventually, or we find some alternative methods, and we really need to be on this before it gets too late. But save it more, because really, the point that I'm wanting to get to is the possibility of what's staring us right in the eye, and what possibly could be our immediate future. Now, see, what really worries me is the possibility of severe change in the fundamental basics of our society and how that will eventually affect all the rest of us. Alright, for example, the last time you went and bought groceries, where did you buy groceries from? That it was some big supermarket. Okay, when was the last time that you ever bought food from someone who grew it? Have you ever bought food from someone who grew it? Or maybe it only passed through one or two hands. Maybe you bought corn on the side of the road. You know, around here, a lot of times you'll see, like in the summertime, you'll see dudes at the end of roads and just different various places sitting with their pickup trucks. With the tailgate down, and on the back of the pickup truck, you'll see fruits and vegetables and all kinds of stuff that dudes have been growing in their garden and whatnot. Well, I guess they're not dudes, I guess they're farmers. but you understand what I'm saying. So, where do we buy all our other materials and our supplies? They are clothes, our soaps, hygiene products, general day-to-day life, necessities, novelties, accessories, anything else. Well, we probably go to some kind of department store, or, you know, and if you're like our town, well, our small town has a wonderful Walmart, and Walmart, since its existence in our town, has pretty much, it's dissolved a lot of the local business, a lot of the local mom and pop businesses, which is, that's a rant all to its own, and it's its own Walmart rant. I'm not a big fan of Walmart, and I try to avoid it as much as freaking possible. But basically, all of our products, the grocery store, Walmart, or various places, wherever you're going, almost, probably all the product that is in that store is brought there on a semi-truck. You know, and that semi-truck runs on diesel fuel, does it not? So, part of the factor of our product prices is how much does it cost to produce it? How much does it cost to get it to the consumer? Which is me and you and everybody else who's going to buy shit. Well, if diesel fuel rises, which means the cost of transportation rises, which means all our products go up. Well, if diesel fuel goes up, that means gasoline is going to be going up too, which means the price of everything in our general world is going to increase at that same rate. Yeah. This could easily and quickly become a problem. And if we got to the point where we actually were to suffer fuel or energy shortages, take a minute and think about what that would mean.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Yeah, Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a freaking listen to yourself. Turn world with its own needs. Dummy, save your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Beat got no speed. Pull out ourselves to clatter with the fear. Fight down. Hike. Fire in a fire. Represent the southern gang. The government for hire in the combat site. Unless you wasn't coming in a hurry with the fury. Beat it down your neck. Team reporters got the jump. Get the rap. Look at that low plane. Fine then. Although population corner. Keep it. It'll lose. Save yourself. Save yourself. A world. Save your own needs. Listen to your heart. Tell me there's a regiment. A regiment. The right. You patriotic, patriotic, man, fight, right? I'm feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, 6 o'clock TV hour, look, we've got 4 hours. Such a murder return, listen to yourself. Journal, I'm in a uniform, I'm looking for the butter. Not a moment, cinderace, not a motive, but I get a step down, what's your heel, crush, crush, off all this means, no fear, cavalier, renegade, sphere, clear, turn them in, a fly, you offer the solution, but not from the alternative,
and I decline, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
The other nanos, the fine cutter nanos, the fine mount, say it in a light lantern, first hand lantern, fresh nail, plenty of some Mr. Beck, birthday party, cheesecake, a jelly bean, boom. Patriotic, slam, plus next, they're right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, it's the
end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel
about what happens if we start running out of energy to run the power plants, which therefore we would run out of energy to power our houses, our televisions, our refrigerators, our hot water heaters for our nice hot showers, our nice air conditioners, our nice heaters. It just kind of browns out. Maybe it Bible anymore because depending on stress times of day, you know. Well, maybe we have to get to the point where we, like other certain countries, China, anyone? You know, like in China, there's certain hours of the day that you get electricity, and that's it. So, okay, you've got X amount of hours to do shit. And after that, there's no more electricity until tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Let's think about that. Let's think about what happens if we start running out of fuel for our cars and our trucks, gasoline, diesel fuel. What happens if that starts to go away? Okay, well, A, if I can't get gas, I cannot go to work. If I cannot go to work, I cannot earn money. If I cannot earn money, I cannot purchase products and food. Okay? If truckers cannot get diesel fuel, they cannot take their products from the warehouse to the store where they would sell products. If they cannot take products and food and merchandise to the stores, people cannot buy them. If there's no food to be sold in your store, no merchandise to be sold in your store, then you have no work for your employees to do. You have people unable to get the job, unable to get to work, unable to earn money. Even if they have money, they have the trouble of finding a store that has products. You have an economy that would quickly and easily begin to crumble in upon itself. And I for one, do not wish to see this point. Because, unfortunately, human nature is somewhat just a little bit unstable. And apparently, if we don't have light or electricity for a span greater than, I don't know, it seems to be about 4 hours, then we apparently lose over thousands of years of human culture and evolution and revert back to essential caveman and nothing more than merely intelligent and clever animals as we root, fucking loot, plunder, and take advantage of our fellow human being in hours of need and therefore turn it into hours of chaos. And unfortunately, it's probably going to take events like these to install change in the general populace. But we, my friends, are not quite the general populace. We, on the other hand, we're quite the opposite, you would say. So perhaps we can begin to look at alternative methods so that we can be better prepared for what is coming our way. So that we can better survive the upcoming events, whatever they may be, and definitely assist any and all those around us that we can. And hopefully we can lead by example. And if others see what we begin to do, maybe some will laugh. But maybe some will begin to think about what you're doing. You know, and over the course of the next few episodes, and actually many more, we will begin to discuss different alternative methods and ways to go about preparing yourself for possible energy and power problems that if our current leaders don't do anything, don't start doing anything different, then we're definitely bound to hit some rough times. So, we'll prepare, and we'll discuss many ways of preparing, such as
You know, because think about it, man. If you're living in an apartment or something like that, you've got no power, nowhere to go buy food, or not lack the ability, however, to get food. Well, you know, you're pretty much in a, whatever, a three-bedroom, one-bath coffin. I don't know. So, yeah, maybe we need to be in areas where we can grow food, and we'll discuss on this more in further shows, because I really kind of get into this, and as I start talking about this, I'm driving down the road, ironically, but I actually want to have data in front of me. I want to be able to start listing off concrete numbers, websites that we can go to and check stuff out. I want y'all to check this out for yourself. So I'm going to cut this rant a little short. And, well, I'm cutting it short for now, but it's going to be one of the ongoing, extending conversations that we'll be having here at the Hidden Dojo. And hopefully we can do quite a bit to prepare ourselves. And even if I'm being all crazy conspiracy whatnot, and nothing does happen, then hey, we're off the grid. Or, you know, even more, whatever, we're becoming independent. And for me, that's basically the main thing, because when disaster strikes or whatnot, whatever, any kind of bad things happen, the first things that people always do is, you know, oh, help me, you know, call for the government, you know, we expect help, you know, and in the long run, man, nobody's responsible for you but you. Nobody's responsible for me but me, you know. And at the same time, yeah, you need to help out where you can and when you can, but at the same time, you can't do anything to not prepare when there are signs all around you that you should be preparing, and then when disaster strikes, scream and holler for help, and you know, and be disappointed that nobody stops to help you. So, or that there is no help for you because everybody else is in the same boat. Nobody else stopped and took the time. So, there is nobody to help. But anyway, yeah, like I said, I'm starting to get a little worked up. But, yeah, I definitely want to do this better, and we're going to drag this out over the course of many shows. So, with that, I'm coming up on my destination. So, as I pull into my destination, we'll end the rant section, and we'll cue the Ninja Assistants to bring forth some project music, and we'll discuss some project music. So, with that, Ninja Assistants, if you will.
You play with it, and all that is good and nasty. Let me get you there. Sitting in the woods upon a lawn, sing home and drink on my eyes on the hall. I like that bad. Gonna be a party here tonight.
Okay, and welcome to the project portion of the show, where we discuss what projects, if any, I'm working on, and just what I've generally been up to since the last time we talked. Well, since I talked about last week, all my technology basically revolting against me. Spent time getting a decent desktop up and running to where, yes, I can do a little bit of gaming, although actually I haven't really been on EverQuest really since the laptop went down, so I think that's a marvel all in its own. But I spent a lot more time messing around with a lot of other things, specifically Ubuntu. Ubuntu is very nice, it's very fun, and I like it a lot. My buddy Bitbiter sent off for some Ubuntu CDs from the website, and it was pretty cool. They actually sent us a little
cardboard thing, a little CD case in the mail. And it comes with two CDs, actually. One is an install CD and one is a live CD. And is the Ubuntu version 5.04 or Intel x86 architecture. And it's pretty cool. It's very friendly, and I do like it a lot. Last week, when I was mentioning my revolt of technology that I was experiencing, I mentioned that my MP3 player, my iPod, decided to crap out on me, and I didn't know why, and I was afraid it was the battery. Well, apparently, my Apple has some lineage to Jesus Christ himself. Yes, because, well, my iPod died, and then 3 days later, when I was complaining about it to one of my buddies who came over, and I picked it up, and I started showing him how when I pressed the buttons, nothing happened, it suddenly came on. And so, therefore, like Jesus, 3 days later, it resurrected from the dead, and it's now working fine up till this day. I have no idea what happened. I can tell you for a fact that I messed with it every day, several times a day, just hoping that it might come on this time. I have no clue what happened there. But if it's going to continue to work, I'm going to continue not to complain about it. Okay, well, other than that, mainly I haven't been doing a lot other than working and getting ready for Freaknik, which is soon to be upon us, and I'm very excited about. So, I've also been doing a little course extra work on the show for Freaknik. I've been putting together some t-shirts so I can pimp out the show while I'm down there. At least I can wear Ninja Night School t-shirt to have down there. I don't know so much as far as about selling them or shit like that. But I'm going to put together a few test models and see how it goes. And everybody always does t-shirts, so hell, I'll do a couple t-shirts. But actually, along the line of swag, I have been thinking about it, and I was thinking about doing something something unique that you would stand out and remember. And one thing that popped into my mind that I think I'm gonna do, and I'm interested to see what you guys think about this, because this I always get an intriguing response from people. And that is, I have a cousin who does a lot of crocheting. And I always teased her about, when are you going to show me how to crochet? Well, she did. And so I'm thinking I'm going to crochet scarves for people for the show. Instead of a Ninja Night School shirt, you'll get a Ninja Night School scarf. we're going to try this out. And, I'm interested to see what you think about this. So, whenever you do hear this, whatever you think about it, send off some feedback and let me know what you think. I've been working on a scarf here recently, and I'm almost done with it. It's going to be the prototype model, so to speak. And when I get done with it, I'll put some pictures of it up on the website, and you guys can tell me what you think, and whether or not if you want one. And if you guys want a Ninja Night School official scarf, then you can have an official Ninja Night School scarf knitted by Low-Tech Mystic himself. And that just broke into a whole new world of weird. And with that, I'm just going to close the project portion of the show before it can get any weirder. And with that, we will ask the ninja assistants to put away the project's portion of the show and bring out some feedback theme. And we need to get this bitch going.
y'all just listen to what I say. Don't happen if you don't want. You can turn away. It's just a little something. Little something for me. Thinking from my thoughts. Hell, I give it to you for free. You don't have to stress too much.
Okay, and well, for feedback this week, we got one feedback email, and this email came from Gonfin, and Gonfin wrote in to the Hidden Dojo to say that he said he liked the show, but he didn't think it was quite as good as Infonomicon, which I have to say, those are some mighty big shoes to fill. But he says he has to agree with Toja. That he says a guest host every once in a while would be cool, and I'll agree, and I'm working on it. He also suggests that maybe I should start a mailing list to let listeners know when episodes are out, that way they won't miss them. You know, that's kind of the idea behind podcasting, but if for some reason anybody's interested in having an email of when I release a show, for some reason, you know, they check their email more frequently, then maybe they're not into the podcasting thing. You know, hey, it doesn't fucking bother me. So, send me an email, let me know, I'll make up a mailing list if you want. And when I send out a new show, I'll send you an email and let you know. So, we'll do that. And, Gonfin also, says that, Long, we were talking about swag earlier, that he says make some hoodies, because he wants one. And, well, I don't know. We'll think about it. And, Gonfin, if you really want a hoodie, I'll send a hoodie out to you. So, yeah, think about a scarf. And, Gonfin, if you want a scarf, let me know. I'll make you a scarf. But, that's about it for the feedback this week. And, so we're gonna wrap the show up here. Well, so, like I said, definitely gotta give out the shouts to Droops for hosting the show, and hopefully I'll get to see him down at Freaknik. Say what's up to the the new Hacksaw mob boss. So, since the motherfuckers got Infonomicon, the podcast incubator, and now the Hacker Media, yeah. You know, so everybody remember, when you meet Droops, you gotta kiss the ring, you know, because he's the Hacksaw mob boss. Shouts to Droops. And, shouts to, Gonfin for, sending email. That's cool. And, shouts to Toja once again. Thanks for listening. And, hope to see everybody at, Freaknik if you're going. And I'll be doing some shows from Freaknik. Maybe we'll get some interviews with some cool people that'll be down there, and I don't know, we'll see where it takes us. But I'm gonna cue up some feedback music and gonna call it a show. So how about some more Tennessee inspired music for our Get Pumped for Freaknik theme? Yeah. Alright. Ninja Assistants. Cue that closing music. And until next time, be seeing you. Tennessee jail.
see, there ain't no place I'd rather be.